This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, and I'm here to simplify the annuity sales process and give you a peek under the hood on how I've written over $195 million in personal annuity production since 2008. If you're looking to learn more about selling annuities, you've come to the right place. Let's jump right in. Hello, everyone. This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, owner of Retirement Realize Financial and Retirement Realize Agents Academy. I appreciate everyone understanding having my agent relations specialist cover me last week. My voice was not really cooperating with me well, and I was gone out hunting at a ranch, which I get to do again this week. So it's just a matter of getting away, being able to relax, and protecting the voice, because as you know, in our industry, if we don't have a voice, we are in deep trouble. You can't make phone calls. You can't talk to your clients. I can't do a radio show. It's a real problem. So I heard he did excellent. Thank you so much for the feedback on that. I got a lot of great compliments, which I gotta be cautious. That's also my son-in-law as well. So he's already pretty confident in what he says, but it's a great relationship I have with him. It's been I'm just so glad he married my daughter, but now I get to actually work with him and my daughter. But what I want to cover today is the phone call, the first phone call. Now, as you know, in my academy, I have very extensive training on how to do phone calls, the first phone call, the second phone call, the third phone call, how to call internet scrub leads, internet leads, radio leads, seminar leads. I go over every little type of call you could do and second calls after an appointment. I go over all of that, but this I'm really going to hit the first appointment, because a lot of people get leads and they don't get the appointments. And I hear that all the time. Well, these leads stink. I'm going to be blunt. Most of the time, it's not the lead that stinks, and I'll leave it at that. It's the phone skills. Too many people try and become best friends, or they ask questions that are not directed towards the actual purpose. And so when I'm doing a phone call, the number one thing is not to get the appointment. That's not the number one thing. The number one thing is to qualify the client to see if I can even help them. That's what it comes down to. Can I help them, or do I want to help them? I mean, there's sometimes people that have a lot of money and they're just a jerk, and I don't care how much money they have. I'm not going to meet with them. I have no interest in meeting with people that also don't understand the concept of safety and security. Now, I can explain that to them, and they can say, okay, you know, I like this, but they can also say, hey, I don't like this. That's okay. But when somebody says, hey, I've made 15% in the market over the past 20 years. No, you haven't. If that was the case, we'd be dealing with millions upon millions, and you would be better than anybody I know out there in timing the top of the market and the bottom of the market. So don't tell me, or you'd got some lucky stock pick in Amazon or, you know, something like that. It could be iPhones, or excuse me, Apple. There's so many things that it could have been 20 years ago that you randomly got very lucky on a stock pick, but that is rarely, if ever, the case. So if I get someone who's really combative on the phone and argumentative, I'm just like, no, I have no interest in helping you. It does not matter to me. I am not that desperate for a sale to ever compromise a relationship. So my number one thing is, can I help this person? Are they willing to listen? I didn't say they have to do what I tell them to do. Are they willing to listen to my recommendations, listen to my explanation? If they are, then absolutely I will meet with them. But we're also looking at, so when we're talking about the first appointment or first call, I'm sorry, when we're talking about the first call, so many people, when I ask them, and these are agents that are brand new to the industry or they've been doing it for 25 years, I'll say, what is the purpose of the first phone call? And they always or almost always say, to get the appointment. No. As I said, the number one most important thing is, does this person qualify for my services? What do I mean by qualify? For me personally, they need to have 50,000 emergency funds and savings and 50,000 investable amounts. That's my minimum requirement. Why? Because if they have under that, that's called emergency funds. I am not tying up someone's little bit of money into an annuity when they probably are going to need it over their retirement time frame. And if I'm putting $50,000 into an income rider and they have another $10,000 in savings, that's not suitable. So we have to make sure, number one, it's suitable. Number two, they have it enough money to where it actually does something for them. It's not about getting the sale. It's about finding a solution to the problem. So back to it. Number one, most important thing is, can I help this person? Are they qualified for me to help them? Then we go to the next one is, how do we get the appointment? How do we get someone to actually want to meet with us? Well, we go back to the conversation again. If you're in there, and this is where having a surplus of leads is so important, because I see agents all the time get desperate for an appointment because this was the only lead they got in the last 2 weeks. So they're trying to milk this client to get them to actually do something, when in reality, the client is going to sense that desperation. And when they sense that desperation, they're not going to want to meet. This is why I have people that say, and as you know, if you're part of our Pro Plus or higher in the academy, then you know you actually get access to some of our lead sources. We tell you what we use. But in if you're with part of an IMO or marketing organization that we partner with, you already get access to their leads. But you get someone that says, well, those leads are no good. They don't work. And I'm going, wait a second. These are the exact same leads I use. So I know my appointment ratio. I know my closing ratio. Once again, I go back to, it's not the lead that's the problem. When you're focused on the phone, and I do this, I find out how much do they, first of all, their age, when are they planning on retiring, how much they have in qualified funds, how much they have in non-qualified funds. That's all I need to draw up a really good illustration. Now, is that necessarily going to be the exact product I'm going to use? No, but that's going to be the product that I'm actually going to give to them when I go and meet with them. And if it isn't or doesn't work, then I'll just pull up my laptop and I'll pick another product. It's not that difficult. This is why it's so important to have so many different options, different companies, because if you go out there and the client's situation has changed, well, then just pick a different product. It all comes to what is best for them, not which one makes you the most commission, which one is the one you get the trip with. It's which one is best for your client. So you got to have a toolbox full of tools that will meet each client's needs. So I'm finding out those things. And with that little bit of information, I call it a mini fact finder. I always do a mini fact finder when I'm first calling someone. I want to make sure what they have, where they have it. Because I'll have people that say something like, well, just send me the information. Send you the information of what? There's 9 different types of annuities. There's countless number of products and companies and index strategies and income riders. Why would I just send you the information of what? It's like you never call a doctor and say, hey, I got a lump on my neck. Send me brochures of all lumps on people's necks. I mean, if you've ever Googled lumps on people's necks, which I haven't and I'm not going to, but you're probably going to be dead in the next 30 seconds, okay? You just have all this information. It's always the most horrific information that's out there. The pictures are nasty. Once again, I'm not telling you to, but hey, it might be a fun thing to do. Just Google lumps on people's necks. But you're not going to you're not going to call a doctor and say, hey, I got a lump on my neck. Send me brochures for all the lumps that people could have on their necks. No, you're not going to do that. The doctor's going to say, you need to come in and meet with me. Now, when we go and meet with that doctor, what always happens? Well, first they collect the payment, which if we're an insurance agent, there's no payment up front. But they collect the payment and then a nurse calls you in and they always check your vitals. And then they ask you all your medical questions. So you have the mini fact finder. What's the problem? Why are you calling the doctor? Okay, set up an appointment. Now let's meet. Now you're actually at the doctor's office. They're asking you all your medical information or they have you fill out. So that's the complete fact finder. That's a full one. It's the same thing if you go to a mechanic shop and there's something wrong with your car. They're going to ask you, what sounds is it making? What's going on? What made you come in? So fact finders are used in all industries. But in the appointment, we have so many people, so many agents that blow through thousands upon thousands of dollars because they're not utilizing proper phone etiquette. They'll start asking things like, well, how's your day doing? Oh, the weather's nice. That's not the purpose of the first phone call. They're trying to connect and be a best friend when in reality, I don't need to be a best friend with my doctor for them to help me. I just want them to be an expert at what they do. So once again, very rarely do we start talking about hunting or fishing or anything else. We're always talking about what is the problem. And then he's going to try and find out the solution to the problem or the treatment for the problem. It's always the same thing. But let's say I'm meeting with someone or I make my first phone call and I don't sound confident in what I'm talking about. Those are all fillers when you're talking to someone on the phone. Are they really going to have confidence in your ability when you can't even complete a sentence? They're not going to know that you know what you're talking about. And maybe you don't know what you're talking about. This is where you have to study more and more. I hate it when these multi-level marketing organizations send out brand new people into the field to test their skills on the clients. They don't even know the products really well, but they're sending them out there and they're making mistakes all the time at the expense of the clients. You need to know these products incredibly well. You need to be an expert in them because when you study and you study and you study, it's going to come through your persona or who you are on the phone that you're an expert. So they're going to be more likely to actually meet with you because they're going to go, this person has an answer to every question I have. I just got off the phone with a guy right now. He's already spoke to another agent and they said, yeah, this has a 7% compounded roll-up rate. I said, roll-up rate on what? And he goes, well, I don't know. That's just what the agent said. The agent led with their product had a 7% compounded roll-up rate. Now, that may get the appointment, and that may even get the sale. But did they bother to say if that's an income account value? Is that the index value? What is that 7% compounded roll-up rate on? So many times we want to lead with something that is hype just to get the appointment and even to get the sale, then to find out that the client goes 5-10 years later or even a year later, man, this isn't what I thought it was. So back to the original reason why we make the phone call, to qualify the client. Be an expert. Don't use a bunch of all fillers. Fillers are used because of hesitation, because you don't understand or you don't feel comfortable with what you're talking about. You'll notice when I talk on podcasts or I'm doing my webinars or I'm doing my vlogs, I don't use fillers. And it's because I need to be an expert. Now, if I'm starting to talk about something I don't know, I still don't use fillers. Why? Because I've trained myself when I'm on the phone that the subconscious picks up these little cues that builds doubt in the person's ability as an expert to help them. So if I'm talking to someone who's looking at my truck and there's a problem, like, well, man, I don't know. I've never seen that before. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Yeah, I don't know quite how to fix that. Or let's take a look at that. When somebody says, let's take a look at that, that generally means let me find some other things that are wrong that are going to cost you more in this repair. So that's just me personally. That's what I start to think about. When a doctor goes, yep, never seen that one before, that's disconcerting. That's where that's concerning. That's where you're just like, what? I do not want you helping me. Now, the reality is there are some things medically we can't or don't know, don't understand. But in the financial world, almost everything we have is cut and dry. There's no gray. It is what it is. The roll-up rate is what it is. The bonus is what it is. The index value is what it is. And so when we're talking to someone on the phone, we want to make sure we don't get into all that little information. Now, there's a little bit of a balance right now because of the environment we're in with the whole COVID and the virtual appointments. Sometimes it is necessary to do your appointment on the phone. You're not trying to get a face-to-face appointment. You're just trying to explain how the products work. But I would recommend if you're going to go that route, do a Zoom call and share your screen. Trying to explain something on the phone is brain damage. It's almost impossible. But if you can actually go through the illustration with the client. They're going to understand it. And I use a little highlighter that comes with the tool in the Zoom. See there I did in the Zoom. And then I highlight where it is and they can ask me those questions. So there's the exception. But when we're making our first call, be professional, be an expert in what we do. Make sure they understand you're an expert by the way you sound. You could be in this business for a month or 2 months and be an expert in this industry. I've seen agents do it where they just literally buckle down and they study and they study and they study and they're so versed in what they talk about. Now, the balancing statement, as I've seen people that have been doing this for 20 years that can't even explain the basics of an index, yet they've been selling annuities for 20 years. Now, the indexed annuity started in 1995, so they should have had plenty of time to learn how these products work. But it is so important that we do the right thing for clients because this is a one-time shot. They're 60, 65 years old. Our advice will change their retirement greatly if we do not know what we're talking about and we put them in the wrong product. So it's very easy. Just take more time to study. Do not be a product pusher or product funneler. But when you're on that first phone call, it's not about being friends. It's not about trying to be the nicest guy, nicest gal ever. It's about making sure you're the professional. Now, obviously, if you're a professional, you're going to be nice. You're going to be polite. You're going to be an expert. You're not going to sound like a jerk. That's just what it comes down to. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.